弟兄姊妹，我今天愿意跟大家交通一个题目，叫做为主而活。
So brother and sisters, today I want to share a topic, live for the Lord.
为主而活。
Live for the Lord.
我想我的一个目的就是请我们一同来思想，我们是在为什么而活。
I think my goal is to let every one of us ponder on what are we living for.
我们是否，我们这个已经蒙神拯救的人，是否愿意为主而活？
Are we the saved ones and willing to live for the Lord?
然后我想我们也试着碰到一些要如何来为主而活。
And we'll also touch in how we live for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这个我不知道有没有人有这样子想过。
I don't know if every one of you have ever thought
we know 以前有人这样想过。
I know someone thought this.
我用一个比较奇怪的方式来表达。
I'll use like a sort of strange way to illustrate this.
维修弟兄，你们这边讲要奉献，要为主而活，好像太严格了。
Brother Benjamin, I hear you share on consecration to the Lord and live for the Lord. That is too strict.
我就说是的，我们应该要为主而活。
And Benjamin said, yes, we need to live for the Lord.
又要讲说要背十字架，又要与世界分别，这个实在压力太大。
And we say to bearing the cross and the separation of the world, too much pressure.
是的，要背十字架。
Yes, we need to bear the cross.
在这边聚会，这些信息让我听得觉得压力很大，很累。
And we gather here, all the messages we have heard is too much pressure on me. I'm so tired.
然后突然就说，这不是我讲的。
And Benjamin said, I didn't say this.
你骗人！你们明明常常这样讲。
No, you're a liar, and you speak this all the time.
这不是我讲的，是主讲的。
No, I didn't say this. That's the word of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们碰到这些的我不晓得弟兄姊妹有没有或多或少有这些的感觉跟想法。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you ever have this sense.
弟兄们，你们一直讲要奉献，要背十字架。
Brothers, you always share and consecrate yourself to the Lord and bearing the cross.
然后我们整个人生要为主而活。
And our life, we need to live for the Lord.
这个是不是太严肃了呢？
Is that too serious?
这不是我OK, 你们懂得我的意思啊，就是这不是我讲的。
You know what I mean? I didn't say this.
对，这是主讲的。
That's how the Lord said.
这是主的心愿。
That's the will of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们有这些的一点的感觉的话，我们要面对主。
Brothers and sisters, if we ever have a little sense, we need to face the Lord.
对，在为主而活的这个事情上面我们会传递神的话，神是这么说的。
Regarding the matter living for the Lord, we need to preach the word of the Lord.
但每一个人，当我们听见神的话之后，听到，然后怎么去反应，这是个人的事情。
But everyone, when we hear the word of the Lord, how we respond, it's our individual responsibility.
如果觉得太严格的话，请你跟主讲。
If you think it's too serious and too much pressure,Say to the Lord.
如果觉得压力太大，请去问主。
If you think you are too much pressured, ask the Lord.
但是其实弟兄姊妹，我们不要误会神。
But actually, don't misunderstand the Lord.
我们主有这些的，你要说要求也好，有这些心愿也好。
The Lord has this requirements and the desires for us.
其实是给我们最上好的祝福。
This is the best gift for us.
只是我们不理解。
Is that we don't understand.
或是甚至误解了主。
And we misunderstand the Lord.
觉得这是一个给我的一个律法的要求。
And we feel this is the burden of the law.
感觉这是给我的一种的压力跟捆绑。
And I think this is a bondage and the pressure on me.
弟兄姊妹，这是主讲的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord said.
在主的感觉里面，他一点都不是说要有一个律法的规条。
The Lord never wants to give us the boundaries of the law.
他心中只想要把一个最上好的要给他的儿女。
In his heart, he wants to give the best blessing to his children.
所以当中有一件事情是 主要我们能够为神为主而活。
So there's one thing, God wants every one of us to live for the Lord.
在这，我想弟兄姊妹，如果我们已经读了一些圣经。
Brothers and sisters, if we read the scriptures,
我希望你们同意我所说的，这是主所讲的。
I hope you can agree with me that this is how the Lord says about it.
如果以保罗这位弟兄做例子。
For example, our brother Paul.
在圣经里面，我们可以看得出来，我们弟兄保罗是一位一生为主而活的人。
In the Bible, we can see it, the brother Paul, his whole life lived for the Lord.
我们读我四处的圣经。
I'll read four scriptures.
加拉太书的第二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
加拉太书的第二章二十节。
Galatians 2:20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
他这边强调说，哎，我现在活，但是不再是我。
And here emphasizes that I live, but it's no longer I who live.
因为基督是在我里面活着。
Because Christ lives in me.
那我现在还活，在肉身活着是凭着信的。
And now I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
我们再来看哥林多后书五章十五节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 5:15.
哥林多后书五章十五节。
2 Corinthians 5:15.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
这边讲得很清楚，保罗是说，或者说圣经，我们神的话是说，我们应该为替我们死而复活的主来活。
The scriptures clearly says we need to live for the one who died for us and rose again.
我们再来看腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter
1. 腓立比书一章的二十跟二十一节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 20 to 21.
腓立比书一章二十二十一，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
According to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always so now, also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
他这边有一个意思，就是说其他事情呢好像不是那么的重要。
So here it says other things are not so important.
但现在有一个事情最重要的呢，是基督在我身上要显大。
But there is one thing that is most important, and Christ should be magnified in me.
然后他有一个感觉，当我在活着的时候呢，里面好像就是基督在活。
And he has a sense when I am living, that Christ is living in me.
然后第四处的圣经是提摩太后书四章第七节。
And 2 Timothy 4:7.
提摩太后书四章第七节。
2 Timothy 4:7.
那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith.
好像对他来讲，他一生活完就是他的一生，他觉得已经活的是对的。
So for Paul, he thought his whole life is on the right way.
他感觉他跑他一生的路呢，他这个活着跑一生的路呢，他是活着是有意义的。
And he had a meaningful life when he was running the race.
弟兄姊妹，我们来思想一下，我们是为什么活着。
Brother and sisters, let's consider what are you living for.
对，我在比较年轻的时候听到有这样一个信息。
So when I was young, I heard a message.
我们到底为什么活着？
Why are we living?
我活着是为着上班吗？
Are you living for your job?
还是说我活着是为着吃饭呢？
Or we say, are we living for the food?
我每天吃饭是为着要上班。
And every day I eat and to for my job.
然后我每天上班是为着赚钱要吃饭。
And every day I work so that I can have money and to buy food.
那如果这样说的，我们说你这个人是个饭桶，你为什么要生气呢？
So
if
we think like this, you're just a basket of food. And why are you so angry?
所以我就是活着为着吃饭，为着上班嘛。
So I live for work. I live for food.
那也我想也有时候我们不知不觉当中，我活着是为着我的学业。
So sometimes we just live for our degree.
对对对，为着得着我们的学位。
We live for a degree.
那你得着学位之后就没了吗？
And after you get your degree, what is next?
当然我们毕业之后就要活着为着上班，为着工作。
After you graduate and you live for your job.
然后也有的父母亲其实我的长就父亲曾经说，哎，我活着就是为着你们这些小孩。
So my father once said, I live for all you, the children.
对，当然从我这个孩子的角度来讲，我是很感谢。
So from my perspective as a son, I'm very thankful.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你们现在有些人有了小孩。
So brother and sister, some of you have children.
你活着是为着小孩吗？
Are you living for your children?
然后也许我们还小的时候，我活着是为着爸妈。
Maybe when we were young and we lived for our parents.
对，爸爸妈妈讲什么，对我有什么盼望，我就是为着这个活着。
And whatever expectations our parents had for us and we lived for this.
然后当我们这个工作一段时间久了。
And when we worked for a while.
这个已经升职无望。
And we have no opportunity to be promoted.
对，我已经不是为着升职而活着。
I'm no longer living for promotion.
但是我现在为着要存钱退休而活着。
But now I'm living for saving money for my retirement.
那等到有一天我真的退休了，那我活着干嘛呢？
But when one day I retired, what do I live for?
对，也许有的人是为着生活当中的一些娱乐旅游美食而活着。
Maybe some people live for the entertainment and for the gourmet.
对，我们可能在不知不觉当中，为了各式各样的事情在活着，我们自己都没有察觉。
And we're living for something that sometimes we even don't know.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实我常劝福音朋友要对人生要认真。
So I always encourage the gospel friends to be serious about your life.
意思是说，我们是人嘛，都是人，对不对？
That means we're all men.
如果我是一个人的话，我就应该对我的人生有一个认真的态度。
If I am a man, I should be serious and have a serious attitude toward my life.
那你这个认真的态度会反映到说，我开始问一个问题，我是为什么而活着？
The serious attitude, and you will ask a question, what do I live for?
不要糊里糊涂的。
Don't just be yes and no.
其实我从小到大都是糊里糊涂的。
And I have always been like confused.
我那个考大学的时候
when I was seeking my undergrad,
就是要考那个 college entrance exam.
Oh, the entrance exam to the college.
对，然后考完之后，我们要填那些心中希望去的那些科系。
And after the exam, we need to fill out the form of the like the major that we want to go.
对对，所以我第一个志愿填那个材料工程。
So my first priority is the material
engineering. 第二志愿填那个工业工程。
The second is industrial engineering.
第三个志愿填那个计算机工程。
The third is computer science.
对，然后后面不知道什么 engineering 我已经忘了。
I can't remember what is next. Some engineering.
反正只要是工程就把它填一填。
So whatever is engineering, I'll just check.
我真的是糊里糊涂的，我根本不晓得要干嘛。
I don't even know what I want to do then.
最后跑到第三志愿，这个是 computer engineering.
So, I went to my third priority, that is computer engineering.
然后没有料到十年之后变成最热门的科系。
I didn't even expect that after 10 years, it's a very hot major now.
弟兄姊妹，你们不要像我这么糊里糊涂。
Don't be like me.
就算是我这么糊里糊涂的人。
And even as someone like me.
其实我在 高中十六十七岁的时候
，when I was 16 and 17 years old in high school，
心中已经浮现了一些问题。
And in my heart there were some questions。
我这个一生到底是干什么
？For my whole life， what do I do？
那我一生前面的路，我到底在追求什么
？What am I seeking in the future？
而弟兄姊妹，就算是我这个糊里糊涂的人，好像隐隐约约之间。莫名其妙的也在想这个问题。
Even as someone like me, I'm not serious, but I thought about this question.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们现在信了主。
Brothers and sisters, now we all believe in the Lord.
我们应该面对这个问题。
And we should face the question.
我是为什么而活
？What are we living for？
对，如果我们同意也愿意说为主而活的话
，If we all agree and willing to live for the Lord，
往后的日子我应该怎么去学习来为主而活呢
？How should I learn and how should I live for the Lord in the future？
对，可能我每天在上班
，and I'm working every day。
对，我可能有小孩，我在照顾小孩
，I'm taking care of my children。
那周末的时候来聚会
，and during the weekends I come to the gathering。
好像我的生活就是这样的一个情况。
It's like my life is under the situation。
但是我们要寻求说，在这种情形底下，我要怎么样来为主而活呢
？But we need to seek in this condition how do we live for the Lord？
我们刚读了四处的圣经
，and we read four scriptures。
其实我是选择那个保罗在不同时期。所写的书信
So I selected four different scriptures from Paul in different times.
对，那个加拉太书是在保罗的第一次布道的时候，布道旅程的时候写的。
So the first, the Galatians is when Paul, the first time he traveled and preached the gospel.
然后哥林多后书应该是在他第三次的旅行布道的时候写的。
And the second Corinthians is the third time for Paul to travel and preach the gospel.
然后腓立比书是他后来在罗马被监禁、被软禁的时候写的。
And Philippians is when Paul was put into prison.
然后提摩太后书已经是他人生的末了。在很可能是在罗马地牢里面写的。
And the second Timothy is at the end of the life of Paul when he was in jail.
对，我只是借着他几次这个相关的他的经历呢，我们来思想一下保罗是怎么。他是怎么为学习为主而活的
？I just selected like four different scriptures, and we ponder on a different experience and how Paul lived for the Lord.
对，在开头的时候，他在加拉太书里面讲到说，啊，现在是基督在我里面活着。
In Galatians, Paul said, "It's Christ who's living in me."
就是说，里面以前我是一个活生生的保罗是没错。
I am a Paul who's living. That's right.
但现在信主之后，里面有一个。不同的情况。
But now after I believe in the Lord, there's some conditions different in me.
里面有一位神，有一位基督，他在里面好像活。
There is a God, the Christ, who's in me and is living.
然后到了哥林多后书的时候，他讲到说，我们应该为着我们的主而活的。
And to 2 Corinthians, Paul said, we need to live for our Lord.
对，因为他的爱激励我。
Because his love compels us.
因为他为我而死。
Because he died for me.
所以我应该，我是在为主而活。
And I should live for the Lord.
然后到了他在那个监狱那个腓立比书的时候。
In Philippians.
他讲到说，诶，我现在活着的时候呢，就是基督在活出来了。
And he said, when I'm living, I'm alive, Christ live all of me.
对，因为基督在我里面一直显大，一直显大。
Because Christ is always being magnified in me.
我现在只要是活着的话
，when I am alive,
就是基督。
Whenever I'm alive,、
就是、
this is Christ.
就是一个基督的形象。
This is the image of Christ.
然后到了最后的时候是提摩太后书。
To the very end, Second Timothy.
因为他知道。里面有一位主在活
，because he knew there is a God, there is a Lord lives in him.
因为他在学，他愿意为主活他的一生。
And he was learning how to live the whole life for the Lord.
然后主使用他，叫他成为一个器皿，能够显出基督的那个生命。
And the Lord used him and made him a vessel to manifest the life of Christ.
到了他一生的末了的时候
，to the very end of his life，
他说他真的有个感觉，我觉得我。该跑的路已经跑尽了。
And he had a sense to the very end of his life, I have fought the good fight.
意思是说，我现在一生这样子活下来，活到这个年纪。
That means until now,
对，面对我人生的末了。
I'm facing the end of my life.
我觉得我活的这个过程是对的。
I know what I live is right.
我活的是有意义的。
What I have been living is right, is meaningful.
对，我是向着这个目标来活着的。
I'm pressing on the living towards the goal.
所以我只是从我们弟兄这个书信里面选出一些的圣，一些的他的分，他的经历。
So I just selected some experience from the scriptures of
Brother Paul. 我们可以略略感觉到保罗是怎么样去活的。
And we can sense a little how Paul lived for his life.
我们现在翻回到加拉太书第二章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2.
对不起，我们先读加拉太书第六章十五节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 15.
加拉太书的第六章十五节。
Galatians 6:15.
受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的人。
For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor non-circumcision avails anything but a new creation.
就是那个律法的东西其实不是很就是没什么太重要，但重要的是要做一个新造的人。
So law, it's not important. The most important is to be a new creation.
我们再回到刚才念过的加拉太书二章二十节。
Let's turn back to the Galatians 2:20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
这段圣经我在初信的时候就背过了。
This scripture, when I first believed the Lord, I memorized this.
对对对，我其实已经背得很熟悉了。
I can memorize this very, clearly.
但是我们今天再来好好的去来看的时候，
But today when we look at the scripture,
去感觉就是去体会一下保罗是怎么样，为什么会写这段话。
And to sense why Paul wrote the scripture.
就我刚刚有念到一个圣经是讲到说，保罗觉得我们这批人是新造的人。
So I read the scriptures, Paul thought we are all a new creation.
对，新造就是 new creation, 对，就是新的创造，跟旧的创造是一个相对的一个词。
We're the new creation, it's the totally different upside of the old creation.
就是我们想想看哈，我信耶稣那天呢，我还是活着的。
Think about it, and when we first believe in Christ, we were alive.
到今天还活着 ，OK.
We're still alive today.
就是我信耶稣的那阵子呢，觉得这个外面没有什么特别的不一样。
When I believe in Christ, there is nothing that is different on the outside.
对，应该也没有什么发光的之类的，没有。
We were not illuminated.
但是在保罗这句话里面有感觉呢，他虽然活着，但是活的情形有一个很大的不同。
But Paul has a sense here, even though he's living, but the condition is so different.
也就是说，在保罗的那个认识里面，信耶稣之后，对于怎么活呢，是一个全新的开始。
So for Paul, after believing the Lord, there is a totally different understanding andon how we live for the Lord.
然后对于一个人要怎么去活出来过他的生活，是一个全新的认识。
It's a brand new understanding of how a person should live for his life.
对，他甚至用一个新造跟旧造来做一个对比。
He used the contrast of a new creation and an old creation.
对，他觉得这个是一个革命性的改变，是一个完全不同的东西。
For him, this is a brand new, it's a revolutionary change, a life-changing change.
对，是一个根本性的一个改变。
It's a fundamental change.
对，所以弟兄姊妹，我们的确因着信，我们得着了永生。
Yes, by faith, we have the eternal life.
然后我们得了救恩，我们不至灭亡。
And we have the salvation.
但是我们现在信了主，我们也要因着信，要认定基督活在我的里面。
But after we believe in the Lord, and by faith, and we know Christ lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我。
Now I live, but it's no longer I who live.
对，以前有一个蛮有名的基督徒叫奥古斯丁。
It's a very famous Christian called Augustine.
OK. 那他在信主之前那个生活很荒唐很乱。
And before he believed in the Lord, his life was miserable.
可能这个男女关系也比较复杂。
And the relationship is messed up.
Yeah. 所以有一次呢他在一个很窄的一个街道走往前走。
So once when he was passing a narrow way,
那时候他已经信耶稣了。
And that time he already believed in the Lord.
然后前面来了一个女子。
And there's a girl in front of him.
对，然后那个女子可能以前跟他有一些关联吧。
They have some sort of connection.
啊，他就感觉很窘迫。
And he feel very embarrassed.
就是觉得，哎呀，他不想再面对过去的这些关系。
And he didn't want to face the old relationships before.
对，但那个街道太小了。
By the way, it's too narrow.
啊，当他面对这个女子的时候，女子跟他很高兴的打招呼。
When he faced the girl and the girl greeted him.
然后他就跟这个女子说，啊，我已经不再是我了。
And he said, I'm no longer I.
也就是说，我现在已经是一个全新的人，跟过去是完全不同了。
It means now I'm a new creation and completely different from what I was before.
弟兄姊妹，没有错，我们信了耶稣之后，这个除了越来越老之外，其实外体的肉身是一样的。
Brothers and sisters, that's right. When we believe in the Lord, we're getting old, and outwardly speaking, we're the same.
但是我们要知道，我们信耶稣的人里面有一个天翻地覆的大的改变。
We need to know in us, for everyone who believes in the Lord, there is a life changing happening in us.
如果照着今天最好的科学的理论是说，宇宙的起源是大爆炸 Big Bang.
Based on science and the origin of the universe is the Big Bang.
那是一个很巨大的一个 event， 是宇宙当中一个巨大的一个事件。
It's a great event in the universe.
但是对我们神来讲，这是一个旧造的开始。
But for God, this is the beginning of the old creation.
今天我们信主之后，里面有一个新的创造。
After we believe in the Lord, there is a new creation.
所以容许我这样说，我们里面好像有一个不同的一个 Big Bang， 有一个不同的那个大的爆炸产生在我们里面。
Allow me to say this. There is today a new Big Bang inside of us.
所以从我们信主之后，我们里面有一个巨大的改变，现在是一个新的创造。
After we believe in the Lord, in us, there is a revolutionary change, and we're a new creation.
然后里面有一位神，有一位基督，他活在我们里面。
There is a God and a Christ who lives in us.
所以保罗信这件事情。
And Paul believed in it.
弟兄姊妹，我们信这件事情吗？
Brother and sister, do we believe it?
就是现在活着的不再是我。
And now I live as no longer I who live.
而是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ who lives in me.
所以在这个信息里面，我们应该有个回应。
In this message, we need to have a response.
主啊，既然我现在是一个新造。
Lord, I'm a new creation.
我就应该活得跟过去不同了。
And I should, I'm supposed to live differently.
对，我现在不再是我了。
It's no longer I who live.
我不应该再照着以前不信主的那个样子来活了。
I shouldn't live the same way as what I didn't believe the Lord.
对，我信主里面有一个巨大的改变。
And after I believe in the Lord, there is a revolutionary change.
我接受，我也相信。
I accept and I believe.
所以主啊，我愿意照着你所给我的这个恩典，我有一个不同的活了。
And Lord, according to your grace, I want to live differently.
但加拉太书，我们今天不是来看加拉太书。
And we're not looking at Galatians today.
对，加拉太书里面有一个很重要的信息。
There's an important message in Galatians.
就是我们不再是在那个律法的规条的底下。
We're no longer under the regulation of the law.
而是在随从圣灵来活的。
We're under the law of following the Holy Spirit to live.
也许这方面的信息弟兄姊妹听了不少。
I know brothers and sisters have already heard a lot of message on this.
但是我们彼此提醒。
But we encourage each one of others.
我们能够顺着里面的圣灵而活。
When we follow and obey the Holy Spirit in us,
这是一个新的创造的结果。
This is the result of the new creation.
这是一个完全不同的生活。
This is completely different life.
我们不要小看这件事情。
Don't belittle this thing.
我们再来看那个刚刚读过的哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
这一次我们多念一点。
We'll read a little bit more.
哥林多后书的第五章十三到十七节。
2 Corinthians 5, 13 to 17.
对。我们十三到十七，我们若果癫狂是为神，若果谨守是为你们。原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, and if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died, and he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
保罗这边讲说，第十三节说，哎呀，弟兄们，你们好像觉得我这个人有点疯疯癫癫的，癫狂。
So Paul says here in verse 13, and some brothers think Paul are beside himself.
对对对，甚至有点像是 out of mind 那种感觉。
Out of mind.
Yeah. 但是保罗是很正常的基督徒。
But Paul is a normal Christian.
但是为什么别人看他的时候觉得他有点怪怪的？
So why when other people look at him, they feel he's out of his mind?
对，可能这些弟兄姊妹看保罗的时候觉得他。太爱主了。
Maybe when the brothers and sisters look at Paul, they thought he's loving the Lord too much.
哎，这个人怎么哇，完全一生就是为着基督。
And how can he, his whole life is for Christ?
对，什么事情都是基督为中心。
And everything is centered on Christ.
为着基督可以命都不要。
And he can, don't consider his life for Christ.
那这个人是不是有点不正常？
Is he abnormal?
那弟兄姊妹，其实这个才是正常。
Brother and sister, this is called normal Christian.
这些人觉得保罗不正常的人，其实才是不正常。
The people who thought Paul is abnormal, they are the abnormal ones.
所以保罗为着弟兄姊妹能够接受的程度。
And Paul, based on brother and sister's condition,
就稍微表现的时候保守一点点。
So he just react more.But in his heart, he's completely for Christ.
所以这边他特别劝弟兄姊妹。
And he encouraged brothers and sisters here.
他说一个人会替众人死，众人就都死了。
If one died for all, then all died.
然后替众人死，叫我们活着的呢，是要为主而活。
And he died for all that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them.
这边讲到众人呢，并不是，可见他是每一个人。
Here says all, that means everyone.
或者说每一个蒙恩得救的人。
Or everyone who is being saved.
所以为主而活，并不是一些特殊的基督徒才是要为主而活。
So living for the Lord is not for some special Christians.
他的意思是说，主耶稣一个人替众人死。
He's saying Christ died for all.
他就问，好像问一个问题，弟兄姊妹，主为你死了吗？
He's asking a question, is the Lord died for you?
你是不是被包含在这个主为你而死的那个众人的这个范围里面呢？
Are you included in the all that the Christ died for the all?
如果是的话，
If yes.
你应该为那位替你死而复活的主来活。
If yes, then you should live for the one who died for you.
也就是说，每一个蒙恩得救的人
，and everyone who believes in the Lord and God saved.
对，每一个是主为你而死的人
，and everyone what the Christ died for you.
都应该为主而活
，and you should live for the Lord.
所以在这边讲到，说
So here it says, how can I live for the Lord? It's because the love of Christ compels me.
其实在我们刚刚初信耶稣的时候,
when we first believe in the Lord,
我心中一直有一个很重的负担,
in my heart there was a very heavy burden.
啊, 我现在刚信了主耶稣了,
now I believe in the Lord.
要怎么来经历主呢?
How can I experience the Lord?
我觉得两个方面真的很重要。
And the two aspects that are important.
对, 一个方面是 平安或者安息的感觉。
One is rest and peace.
一个是, 另外一个是蒙爱的感觉。
And the second is being beloved of the Lord.
对, 就是刚信主嘛, 就是我们就好像一个baby一样。
When we first believe in the Lord, we're like a baby.
对, 我们对主耶稣的认识很有限。
We have limited understanding of our Lord.
但是因为主的神的生命进来了。
Because the life of God is in us, came into us.
我们照理讲就应该开始经历这个生命带出来的一个生命的经历。
And technically, we should live and have the experience of this new life.
然后我就非常非常盼望。
I was very excited and hoping for this.
任何一个信耶稣的人,
for anyone who believes in the Lord,
希望他能够早早的经历主的平安, 也能够经历主的爱,
and I hope he can experience the peace and the rest and the love of God.
也许不是那么的感受那么的巨大,
maybe you don't have an extreme experience.
但已经开了一个头,
but you have a starting point.
我一开头的时候我就觉得啊, 主是爱我的。
When I started, I felt the Lord loved me.
可能, 但是我可能体会还是有点有限。
But my understanding is limited.
但是我知道主爱我。
But I knew the Lord loved me.
然后越多的来认识主。
And the more I know the Lord,
越感觉主是爱我越来越深。
And more and more I know the Lord loved me more.
应该是说我体会主的爱是越来越深。
I sense the love of God more and more.
所以到了一个情形之的时候呢, 我觉得主的爱好像一个很美丽的捆绑。
So to a point, I had a sense the love of God is constraint me.
我就是想要活在主的爱里面。
And I want to live in the love of God.
我就是希望一直的能够成为一个主所爱的一位儿女。
I want to forever be someone who's loved by the Lord.
我觉得主的爱是这么的好。
The love of the Lord is so great.
我不想离开主, 也不想离开主的家。
I don't want to get all of this love and the house of God.
然后自然的, 好像就有一个, 一个圈圈把我圈起来。
And naturally I was captured.
然后圈起来之后呢, 我就觉得, 嗯, 我乐意的为主而活。
I was captured and bounded and willing to live for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹, 为主而活不是一个,
So brother and sister, to live for the Lord is not a law.
乃是从因着主的爱的缘故产生一个爱的捆绑。
Because of the love of God, we're captured and constrained by the love of God.
然后在保罗的这个哥林多后书里面,
in the 2 Corinthians of Paul,
他的特点呢, 他是表明, 保罗是一个服侍主的人。
So, in 2 Corinthians it says, Paul is the bound servant of the Lord.
也就是说, 保罗的整个的人生的目的和方向是为着服侍神。
The direction and goal of Paul's life is to serve the Lord.
所以对于保罗来讲, 这个, 为主而活, 其实是保罗服侍主的一个根基。
So for Paul, this is the foundation of him to live for the Lord.
我想可能有些弟兄姊妹，我们有些人有查，有去在查经的时候有读到，我们是神的祭司的国度。
And some brothers and sisters, when we search the scriptures, we know we're the kingdom of the priest.
对，也就是说，我们每一个信耶稣的人，其实身份都是神的祭司。For
everyone who believes in the Lord, and we are all priests.
那神的祭司呢, 有一个, 一生的一个任务呢, 就是服侍神。
One of the responsibilities for the priest of God is to serve him.
所以我们要有一个认识, 我们信主之后, 服侍主是正业。
So we need to have an understanding after we believe in the Lord, serving Him is our vocation.
对，其他的事情是副业。
And all other things are avocation.
我记得以前有弟兄他的孩子多比较多一点。
I remember there's a brother who had many children.
对，当那个孩子小的时候，照顾小孩很累啊。
When one of the child, when he was young, it took him a lot of energy to take care of him.
然后就有一个感觉。
So he had a sense.
啊，每天去上班。
And I go to work every day.
然后一上班，一坐下来的时候。
And sat down starting a day.
哇，我现在来上班可以休息一下。
And now I can rest a little when I was in my office.
我其实有一阵子很忙的时候，这个照顾孩子很忙的时候，也有这种感觉。
So for a while for me, I had the same sense when I was super busy taking care of my children. Taking care of the children is very exhausting.
没有错，还要去上班是加倍的累。
Yes, you have to go to work and that's more exhausting.
但是总感觉啊，我今天来上班。
But I always feel I'm working today.
好像可以稍微轻松一下。
I can be freed a little bit.
所以那个时候因为体力跟心力的那个负担，照顾孩子是比较大的。
So the burden on my like physical body and also on my heart is great.
对，所以感觉好像照顾小孩是正业。
So I felt taking care of the kids is my vocation.
然后来上班的时候像是一个娱乐，像是一个副业。
So going to work is sort of like entertainment and avocation.
所以弟兄这是个比方哈。
It's just an example.
我们上班还是很累的，我知道。
I know it's very exhausting to go to work.
但是我这个比方是告诉我们说，我们今天服侍主是我们主要的一个 focus， 主要的一个注重的一个事情。
So what I want to say is serving the Lord should be our focus.
然后当我们去上学上班
and when we go to work and go to school,
对，我们也尽好自己的本分
we do our part, do our responsibility.
但是我们深深的知道说这个只是帮助我们养生
but we truly and deeply know that this is just for supporting our financial need.
对，其实我很感谢主
and I really thank the Lord.
对，在我初信的时候就已经知道这方面的信息
when I first believe in the Lord, I know this message.
所以对于保罗来讲他整个一生呢，他的正业就是服侍主。
So for Paul, for his whole life, his vocation is serving the Lord.
当然我们上班还是要，你们不要听了伟修讲了之后就上班就随便了，每天上班都去休息。
Don't just rest all day after hearing my message.
比如说我的情况是这样。
This is only my condition.
对，上班我还是会去好好的去认真去上班。
And I do all my part, do all my work.
但有的时候真的还是需要加班，还是得加班。
And sometimes when you have to work overtime, you just have to do it.
但是我有一个限度。
But I have a limit.
我们最近几年那个人工智能不是很热门吗 ？AI.
Recently, the AI is very popular.
然后。我们这一段时间，我的老板的老板就在跟他 meeting 的时候，他就讲到 AI 的事情。
So the boss of my boss, when we had a meeting and he said.
然后不久之前，我的老板的老板的老板的老板就讲到 AI 的事情。
So not long ago, the very head of my boss and he said.
就是他们觉得我们这一组的那个特点呢，是可以运用那个人工智能的。
So for our team, our character is we can apply the AI.
那你就问说，这个伟修弟兄，你想不想学 AI 呢
？So you ask brother Benjamin, do you want to learn AI?
我其实还是有点想学。
To be honest, I want to learn it.
那你再问我说，那你要不要去花点时间好好去学这个东西呢
？And you would ask me then, do you want to spend a little bit more time to learn AI?
那我回答是没空。
My answer is I don't have time.
我没时间学这个。
I don't have time to learn this.
对，除非有一天老板说啊，你这个每个礼拜上班时间花多少时间去学了，那我可以去学。
Unless my boss one day asks me, every day you will set up some time to learn AI.
对，你要我在上班以外的时间去学，没空。
Out of work, you ask me to learn AI, I don't have time.
就算是你的老板的老板的老板老板那个要讲老半天我也没空。
Even the boss, and he asked me to learn, I just don't have time.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们服侍主是我们的正业。
So brother and sister, serving the Lord is our vocation.
在保罗的这个服侍主的一生当中，
For Paul, in his whole life of serving the Lord,
对，他经过很多的艰难。
He went through a lot of difficulties.
我只是把几个词好吧，把它提出来好，比如说第五章的第二十节。
I just picked some terms from the scriptures, like chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章二十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20.
所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借着我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
这边有一个词叫做基督的使者。
Here's the word, ambassadors for Christ.
那第六章的开头他说我们是与神同工的。
Now at the beginning of chapter 6, they're co-worker together with him.
对，然后第四节。
Verse 4.
第六章第四节，对不起，第六章第四节。
Chapter 6 verse 4.
反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人，就如在许多的忍耐、困难、穷乏、困苦、鞭打、监禁、扰乱、勤劳、警醒、不时。
Verse 4, but in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience and tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in straps, imprisonments, in turmoils, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings.
弟兄姊妹，这个当保罗要劝这些人与神和好，
When Paul encouraged and exhort to be reconciled to God,
他不再看这些人的外貌，
He no longer look at the outside things of the people.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
这些人曾经反对过保罗。
These people, they were against Paul.
对，轻看过他。
They belittle him, despised him.
但是保罗说我是为主而活的人。
But Paul said, I'm living for the Lord.
我不是为你们而活。
I'm not living for you.
所以今天我在劝你与神和好的时候，跟你这个人对我好不好没有关系。
So today I'm encouraging you to be reconciled to God. It has nothing to do with how you treat me.
我是为着主劝你与神和好。
And I'm for God and encourage you to be reconciled to Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们传福音也是这样子。
Brother and sister, when we preach the gospel, it is the same.
对，我是为着神劝你与神和好。
It is for God, and we ask people to know Him, be reconciled to God.
可能你对福音没兴趣。
And maybe you're not interested in the gospel.
对，可能你有些的想法太奇，或者你想法这个很反对，很抵挡。
Maybe your opinions are very against the gospel.
也许你还是有一点的兴趣的。
Maybe you have a little interest.
只是觉得没需要。
You just don't have a sense of need.
对，我们会看见这些外貌。
And we can see all the outward things.
但是我们不是为着这些外貌来传福音的。
But we're not preaching the gospel for the exterior need.
对，服侍的时候是为着主。
And when we serve, we are serving for the Lord.
对，不是看人的外貌。
We're not looking at the outward.
就算我也不是看许多的患难艰难。
And we're not looking at the difficulties and turmoil.
患难艰难来的时候。
And when the persecution comes.
我被鞭打，我被下监牢。
I was strapped, I was put into prison.
但是我活着，我服侍主，我服侍是为了主。
But I serve, I live for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你们发现当一个人是为主而活，为主服侍的时候，
Brothers and sisters, you can see here when someone who is living and serving for the Lord,
他不知不觉当中就成了神的家中的一根柱子。
And he become a pillar in the house of God.
他不会动摇的。
And he will stand there and hold fast.
他不是看环境，也不是看人的脸面。
He's not looking at the people's face and not looking at the circumstances.
做这些事情，我是为着主。
I'm doing all the things that's for the Lord.
这些事情的的确确有的时候让我很难受。
Yes, these things make me feel bad sometimes.
但是我是因为为着主的缘故，主能够叫我继续能够忠心的服侍他。
But for the Lord himself can make me faithful to himself.
我们看罗马书第十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
我们先读罗马书的十四章的七到九节。
Romans chapter 14, 7 to 9.
对， 罗马书十四章七到九，我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。因此基督死了又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。
For none of us lives to himself, no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we're the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and rose again, and live again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living.
Well, 保罗在这边讲得很绝对啊。
And Paul says very absolutely here.
你不应该为自己活，也不应该为自己死。
You shouldn't live for yourself and you shouldn't die for yourself.
如果我们还活的时候呢，就应该是为主而活。
If we're living, we're alive, we should live for the Lord.
就算有一天我们要死呢，也是为主而死。
And even when one day we die and we die for the Lord.
因为我们这个人是主的人。
Because we are of the Lord.
对，我们的命是主所给的。
Our life is given from the Lord.
我们理当是为主而活，也应当为主而死。
And we should live for the Lord and die for the Lord.
我们往前面看一点点，保罗写这句话之前的一个背景。
Let's see the background when Paul wrote this scripture.
十四章的第一跟一跟三节。
Chapter 14, verse 1 and 3.
对不起，实际上一到三节。
1, 2, 3.
信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳他了。
1, 2, 3. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to dispute over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him.
跳到第六节。
Let's go to verse 6.
守日的人是为主守的，吃的人是为主吃的，因他感谢神。不吃的人是为主不吃的，也感谢神。
And he who observes the day, observe it to the Lord. And he who does not observe the day, to the Lord, he does not observe it.
弟兄姊妹，这边有个背景。
Brothers and sisters, here is the background.
就在教会里面，有的弟兄姐妹是不吃肉的。
And in the church, some brothers and sisters, they don't eat meat.
他们只吃素。
They only eat vegetables.
然后有些弟兄姊妹觉得吃荤素肉类这是没问题的事情。
And some brothers and sisters think it's not a problem.
因为当时在罗马那时候的背景里面，很多肉是已经祭拜过这些偶像。
So in the Roman Empire, many meat are the worship the sacrifice for the idols.
对，然后他们带到市场卖的时候呢，你搞不清楚这个肉是哪里来的。
When you sell it on the market and you're not clear where does all the meat come from.
他是不是曾经拜过偶像之类的，你可能不是很清楚。
You're not clear whether it's ever sacrificed to the idols.
然后有些弟兄姊妹就觉得心里不安。
Some brothers and sisters, they don't have peace.
啊，一到那个市场看到那个肉。
When they go to the market, they see the meat.
哎呀，这个是不是那个什么什么偶像吃过的呢？
Maybe they sacrificed to the idols.
那哎呀，这个看起来里面就我就不太敢吃。
It looks like I dare not to eat this.
那有的弟兄姊妹去看的时候，这就是一块肉。
And some brother and sister when they see that it's just a meat.
管你放过什么地方。
Just whatever, I don't care where you put it.
这些假神都是假的。
They're fake gods. They're fake.
他们不会影响这个肉。
They can't affect anything.
对，肉就是肉，是可以吃的。
And the meat is just the meat, and you can eat it.
对，就像我们今天去那个，你们去哪里买肉？去 Costco 买肉。
Like you go to Costco to buy meat.
对，是谁处理过的？你不晓得，就是就那块肉。
You don't know who deal with it. It's just a meat.
哎，保罗在这边讲说，这些人他不敢吃肉。是信心有软弱的情况。
And Paul said for those people who dare not to eat the meat because they're weak in the faith.
因为如果是一个准确的认识的话，照理讲这个肉是不会受什么外面环境的影响。
So if you have an accurate understanding, this, you will not be affected by the circumstances.
但其实就是在这个吃肉吃素的这个事情里面就造成 教会弟兄姊妹的难处。
Regarding the matter of eating the meat or eating the vegetables, there is difficulties in the church.
然后有弟兄姊妹就说，哎呀，就感觉说，你们怎么敢吃这种肉呢？
Some brother and sister that said, how can you just eat this meat?
你这样吃的肉是不是等于有点像是在拜偶像呢？
When you eat meat, that equal worshiping the idols.
然后有的能够愿意能够吃肉的弟兄姊妹。
For the people who can eat the meat and don't care.
哎呀，你们这个想太多了吧。
You maybe just overthink it.
对，这个就是一块肉嘛，你就好好吃，没什么影响。
Just a meat, just enjoy it.
就弟兄姊妹当中有的就轻看他，有的就怀疑人。
And some brother and sister, they despise it and doubt it.
所以保罗在讲这个事情。
And Paul is talking about this matter here.
但是很稀奇哈，在我们刚念到第六节的地方。
But amazingly, in the verse 6,
保罗又说，哎，你这些为着主不吃的人，我也感谢主。
And Paul thanked the Lord for those people who don't eat for the Lord.
你这边不是很矛盾吗？
It seems like it's very controversial.
Yeah, contradiction.
Contradiction.
对，一方面你觉得不敢吃肉的人好像信心是一种软弱的现象。
And for some people, they dare not to eat the meat. It's they're weak in the faith.
但另外一方面，你又觉得啊，你们就不吃没有关系，我也感谢神。
But on the other hand, he thinks if you don't eat it, I thank the Lord as well.
弟兄姊妹，这边的关键是什么？
What is the key? What's the focus here?
这边的关键是为着主。
The key and the focus is for the Lord.
也就是说，有的弟兄姊妹，我们其实我们信主呢。都还是有信心有限度的。
And when we believe in the Lord, we have a limitation for our faith.
然后我们一些行事为人都还是有缺点。
And how we walk, we all have mistakes.
也会有信心软弱的时候。
And we would be weak in the faith sometimes.
可能也会有一些意见可能不是那么准确的时候。
And sometimes we have the opinions which are not accurate.
但这边有一个所以当这些意见不太可能不准确，但是我坚持的话，就会造成难处。
When we have not accurate opinions, but I just insist, there is difficulty.
但这边保罗讲到一个当中一个找到一个解决的方案。
But Paul found a solution here.
这个方案就是说，如果每个弟兄姊妹都是为主而活的话
，So if the solution is if all the brothers and sisters who live for the Lord.
就算是有的人的信心程度有不同
and even though we have different conditions of our faith
你发现整个情况还是一种美丽的情况
you will find the whole picture is still beautiful
就算是我信心有软弱
even though I'm weak in my faith
我认识还没有到达别的弟兄的程度
I have limited understanding
但是我的心愿我是为主而活
but my desire, my will is to live for the Lord
对这件事情虽然我不太明白但是我是带到主的面前
This matter, even though I don't quite understand, but I bring it to the Lord.
我虽然认识不太准确，但是我是为着主不吃的。
Even though I don't have an accurate understanding, but I don't eat it. I don't eat it for the Lord.
哎，你发现保罗为着这样的一个情况，他感谢神。
And then you will find Paul. He thanked the Lord for this.
对，我希望弟兄姊妹能够感受到我的感觉哈。
I hope, brother and sister, you can sense my sense.
也就是说。当我们这个人是为主而活的时候
It means when we are living for the Lord
虽然我们在许多的各方各面并不完全
Even though we're not perfect
但是很稀奇的虽然不完全但是在主的面前是一个对的人
Even though we're not perfect but amazingly we're right before the Lord
这个人其实也仍然是在讨主的喜悦
And this person who is seeking the pleasing of the Lord
而且很有可能这个人是一个柔软能够接受主的调整的人
And very possibly he have a tender heart and willing to be adjusted by the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹以前我们在学生当中有一个问题
So before we had a question among the students.
对我刚刚不是讲说我们服侍主是正业读书是副业。
I said serving the Lord is our vocation and our job is just the avocation.
那或是说上班也一样。
The work is the same.
Yeah, 就是我现在要每天或是每个礼拜念多少书才算是尽本分是副业的程度。
And here comes the question, and how much time I am supposed to spend on my work, on my study, then that can be accounted as a avocation.
对，如果我念书花了25个小时以下呢，算是副业。
If I spend 25 hours, then that can be called I'm doing my avocation.
那有一天我不小心花了 25.5 个小时，那变成正业了，那不好意思，我说弟兄对不起。
But if one day I spend 25.5 hours on my study, then my study becomes my vocation.
然后弟兄姊妹就开始有这个问题。
And brother and sister started to have this sort of questions.
弟兄姊妹这个问题根本没有标准答案。
There is not a standard model answer for this.
人家那个念建筑系的这个50个小时是副业。
If you study architecture, 50 hours is still avocation.
然后念 computer science 这个15个钟头就算正业。
But for computer science, if you're spending 15 hours, it becomes your vocation.
啊，这个没有标准答案，就
There is no standard answer.
它的关键在哪里？
What is the key?
这个弟兄或姊妹你是否愿意为主而活？
And this brother and this sister, are you willing to live for the Lord?
我如果是一个愿意为主而活的人，
If I'm someone who's willing to live for the Lord,
我是为主上班，
And I live for the Lord to go to work,
我是为主学习，
I study and I study for the Lord,
有时候不得已要加班，
And sometimes I have to do overtime,
对，还是副业。
It's still my avocation.
对，有的时候你就是随便念一念，你感觉还是在那边那个书念书还是变成你生命的全部。
And sometimes even though you casually study is still your vocation. It's your all.
所以弟兄姊妹，这当中的关键是不是这个人愿意为主而活
？So brother and sister, the key is that if the person is willing to live for the Lord.
最后我们看一下那个哥罗西书。
Last, let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第一章
Colossians chapter 1
哥罗西书的第一章15到16节
Colossians chapter 1 15 to 16
爱子是那不能看见之神的像是首生的在一切被造的以先因为万有都是靠他造的无论是天上的地上的能看见的不能看见的或是有位的主政的执政的掌权的一概都是借着他造的又是为他造的
He is image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him.
我们再翻到哥罗西书的第四章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
对不起，第三章。
Chapter 3.
哥罗西书的第三章22到24节
Chapter 3:22-24
你们做仆人的要凡事听从你们肉身的主人不要只在眼前侍奉像是讨人喜欢的总要存心诚实敬畏主无论做什么都要从心里做像是给主做的不是给人做的因为你们知道从主那里必得着基业为赏赐你们所侍奉的乃是主基督
Bound servants, obey all things, in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God, and whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ.
这个前面第一章你会发现它感觉像是一个讲到一个整个宇宙。
So in chapter 1, it talks about the whole universe.
所以很高的一个启示。
It's a very high revelation.
当中我愿意强调的是说
But I want to emphasize,
万有都是神所造的。
And all things were created by God.
然后他最后刚刚我们念的一句是被造的这些万有呢都是为着主耶稣基督而造。
And we read before, and all things were created before Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹所有的事情所有的万物 万事万物万有呢都是为着主耶稣基督的。
So brothers and sisters, all things, all creations are for Jesus Christ.
当我们读到这段圣经的时候觉得这个启示太高了好像这个范围好大。
When we read the scripture, we felt the revelation is too high.
但当我们读到第三章的时候
But when we read chapter 3,
他把这个宇宙性的启示
He bring, the universal revelation,
然后放到了一个平常的一个主人和仆人的关系里面
To our everyday life, the master and the bound servants.
他说这个仆人呢 你们不是只是为着主人做事情。
So for the bond servants, you don't work just for your master.
你反正你做什么事情呢，都是为着主耶稣基督而做。
And you obey all things, do things for Jesus Christ.
所以这个哈，其实是运用在我们的生活当中的。
So、this can be applied in our life.
这个为主而活能够引导我们的眼光，引导我们的决定。
Living for the Lord can guide our decisions and our perspectives.
当时在这个罗马帝国的统治底下，
In the Roman Empire,
有一个不合理的社会制度。
There's an unreasonable, social standard.
就是他们有那个奴隶。
They have the slaves.
对，这个这层的关系还是比较极端一点，就是主人可以决定奴隶的生死。
It's extreme relationship. The masters can decide the life and death of the slaves.
但是保罗没有说啊，我们基督徒要起来革命，废除这个制度。
But Paul didn't say that Christians we need to rise up and bring a revolution and abolish this.
他想到说，虽然整个情形不是太合理。
And he knew this is not reasonable.
但是这边有一个原则，可以叫一个奴隶做一个对的人。
But there is a principle that the slave can be a right man.
也就是说，当你为主人做事的时候，请你记得，你不是为着主，你肉身的主人而做，你是为着那位主耶稣而做的。
So remember, when you do things for your master, you're not doing for your master. You're doing for your job. You're doing for the Lord.
所以在这个比较。不正常的一个制度底下，你是做一个正常的人。
So under this abnormal relationship, you be a right man.
这弟兄姊妹，这句话对我帮助太大了。
It helps me a lot.
对，可能有的人听我提过这个见证。
Maybe some people heard my testimony.
对，当我在念博士的时候
，When I was in my PhD.
对，那个时候我的老师应该是有大概7个左右的博士生。
My professor had around 7 PhD students.
对，我是当中的一个。
I was one of them.
然后在有一年的那个后半年的时候呢，我们知道下一年度会有一个很大的改变。
And one year at the end of that year, we knew there is a big change in the coming year.
对，然后在那个新的一年里面，我的老板要去亚洲。
In the coming year, my boss is going to Asia.
然后在下个那个年度的时候，如果一个博士生考过那个 preliminary oral exam 的话，那个老师的钱好像会比较资助会比较多。
So in the coming year, if you as a PhD student you pass the prelim oral exam, you will have more funding.
所以其他的6个博士生都毫不考虑的说，在老师走之前呢，我们要把 preliminary oral exam 把它考过。
So all the rest of the 6 PhD students, they decided, I'll pass the oral exam.
然后我当时就很为难。
I was very troubled.
因为我知道我的材料不够。
And I knew I was not good enough.
对，
差不多。I don't have enough material.
就是我也知道说我的那个要做一个博士的一个计划，其实还很不成熟的。
I knew I didn't have a mature
一个 proposal 这样。
proposal
对，所以我那时候很为难，我大家都已经报名要考了，就是我一直迟迟不考。
I was very troubled because all the people they registered for the exam except myself.
然后我有一段时间在主面前也带到主的面前祷告。
For a while, I bring this before the Lord and prayed about it.
哦，该怎么办呢
？What should I do?
对，老师要一年不在，搞不好后面会不会还在不晓得
？Professor will be absent around a year. I don't know if he will come back.
那我其他同学全部都考了，都考过的话，那只剩我一个，不是很奇怪吗
？Other people they all pass, and I'm the only one left.It's so strange.
然后有一天我在读一本齐伯门 Robert Chapman 弟兄的传记。
One day I was reading the biography of Robert Chapman.
然后那本传记就写了这段话。
And that biography had this scripture here.
他说无论做什么都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
So do everything and do for the Lord, not as eye service, not as man pleaser.
然后当时我读了这段圣经的时候，好像突然发亮。
When I read the scripture, it was illuminated.
啊，我今天要考这个考试。
Today I'm working for this exam.
我不是为着我的老师考。
I no longer work for my master.
也不是为着我同学考。
I no longer study for my colleagues.
也不是为着 graduate school 的那个规定来考。
I no longer work for the regulation of the college.
对，如果我要考这个试，我要为着主来考。
I study this for the Lord.
我要知道主的引导。
I need to know the guidance from the Lord.
对，主要我考我就考，主不要我考我就不考。
If the Lord wants me to study, then I will study. If the Lord don't want me to study, I will not study.
对，主不要我考的话，我管他别人怎么考，我要安息下来。
If the Lord don't want me to study, no matter other people they're just working hard for it, I'll be at peace.
对，后面故事我就不讲了。
I'll not share the story.
但是这个引导给我了一个很大的释放。
But this guidance gave me a great release.
对，把我从各样的这个环境的这些影响我做决定的因素呢，把我提出来
，and took me out of all the circumstances just trouble me to make decision.
那我专注在这个事情是为着主
，and I can focus that thing I live study for the Lord.
对，我要知道主要不要带领我考这个事情。
I need to know from the Lord whether He want me to study for it.
如果他要我考的话
，if He wants that.
他就必须要赐我够用的恩典来考。
And he has to give me enough grace for it.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
这个事情真的很宝贵，大家不要觉得是一种好像外面的规条跟压力。
This is very precious. Don't take it as a law and pressure.
当我们愿意为主而活
When we are willing to live for the Lord.
对，很多事情我们得释放，得拯救。
And we can be delivered, we can be saved from a lot of things.
我们找到对的方向。
And we have the right direction.
对，我们开始学习什么叫做为着主管我们的小孩。
And we started to learn how we for the Lord and to raise our children.
我们学习怎么样为着主来念书，来上班。
And how do we study and work for the Lord?
我们也为着主学习怎么读圣经、聚会、传福音。
And we learn how to read the Bible for the Lord, how to preach the gospel for the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，千万不要说，哎呀，我是做这个事情为着某某年长弟兄。
So brother and sister, don't ever just do this for the elder brothers.
我们都要学习为着主。
We all need to learn to do everything for the Lord.
对，当我们甚至你不能够说我是为着教会。
And even you can't say I'm for the church.
但如果你是为着教会，不是为着主的话，你也是不对的。
But if you are for the church, but you are not for Christ, for the Lord, you are still wrong.
但是如果我们是先为着主
，if you first for the Lord,
然后再来说我是为着神的家，神的教会。
And then we say we're for the house of God, we're for the church.
然后我是为着福音的工作
，and for the work of preaching the gospel.
然后我是为着孩子做这个决定
，and for my children to make this decision.
你发现我们那个活着那个情形呢，会被导到对的方向。
Then you will realize your condition will be turned to the right condition.
然后我们在神的面前也是一个对的，可以是讨他喜悦的人。
Then before God, we can be the right man to please Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想再回过头来，我开头那几个问题。
I'll just turn back to the original questions.
对。我们是为何而活
？What are we living for？
我们，你或是我，是否愿意为着我们的主而活
？And you and myself, are we? Am I willing to live for the Lord？
我要如何来学习？我要如何？我愿不愿意继续来寻求如何的在各方各面为主而活
？Do you want to continue to seek how I can live for the Lord in all things？
弟兄姊妹，记得好，这是你个人的责任。
Brothers and sisters, remember this is your individual responsibility。
这是你个人要在神所面对的事情。
This is your own responsibility to face the Lord。
我再次要强调一件事
，and one more thing I want to emphasize，
这不是我讲的
，that's not what I said，
这不是伟修弟兄给大家的一个律法规条
，this is not a regulation of law Brother Benjamin gave you，
这是神在爱的激励里面叫一个人甘心乐意的为他而活
，this is under this compel of the love of God， God makes this person willing to live this way。
我们起有点祷告
，we have a word of prayer together。
主啊，我们怀着感恩的心来到你的面前。
Lord, we have a thankful heart and come before you.
主啊，我们过去为着各式各样空虚的事物而活。
Lord, in the past, we lived for all the vanities.
主啊，今天现在我们得救了。
Lord, now we're all saved.
主啊，你要把那个真正有价值的 而活的那个目标指给我们。
Lord, gave us this meaningful and valuable goal of living for you.
主啊，愿我们都有一个回应。
May we all have a response.
主啊，不管我这个人，许多的欠缺。
Lord, no matter what my condition is.
但是我愿意做一个为主而活的人。
I want to be one and living for the Lord.
因为不论或生或死，我们都是你的人。
Because no matter life or death, we're all the Lord's.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
And pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天聚会就到这里。
We'll end our meeting here.